To our third story now. The United States once again says it will not grant a visa to Iran's newly appointed envoy to the United Nations. State Department spokeswoman Jen Psaki says it will be unacceptable to issue a visa for Hamid Abutalibi because of his role in the takeover of the U.S. Embassy back in 1979 in Tehran. Early on Tuesday, Iran's foreign ministry spokeswoman Marzi Afram said Tehran was following the issue through diplomatic channels at the U.N. She added that the U.S. has violated international law as well as an agreement between the U.N. and Washington. As the host nation, the U.S. is obliged to issue visas for any diplomat who serves at the international body. Professor Lawrence Davidson joins me from Pennsylvania for his thoughts. Welcome, sir. Professor, the fact that the U.S. is violating international law by doing this, why has the U.N. remained silent on the issue?
Well, it doesn't have really the authority of the power to overcome this. I mean, actually what needs to be done is that the UN has to be physically relocated to a more neutral site. Otherwise, it can't get its diplomats into the country if the United States objects.
And how credible are America's reasons for not wanting to issue a visa to the Iranian diplomat?
Well, I mean, the problem reflects a certain anger, a lasting anger, at the Iranians for the 1979 embassy takeover. That anger is based on the fact that Americans, or most Americans, including the politicians, don't know what generated the anger, the Iranian anger, in the first place. They've forgotten or deny America's role in the Shah's dictatorship and all that meant. So the anger that led to the takeover in Tehran was, in my opinion, in any case, historically understandable. The anger that the Americans still have over the issue is based on historical ignorance.
And what can Iran do to win this diplomatic battle?
Well, I think ultimately it can't win the battle in terms of getting the ambassador into New York. I don't think that's going to happen, but it certainly can isolate Washington diplomatically on this issue, or at least again show that that Washington really represents a very small minority point of view. When it talks about the international community, you can't take that seriously because most of the international community doesn't agree with Washington on this issue as well as others.
All right. Professor Lawrence Davidson from Pennsylvania, thanks for your thoughts, sir.